My name is Sarah Reland, and I've just been a general employee here for about 9 years.
My name is Andy Valenti, and I am a longtime clerk. I don't have any management position here, but I've worked for the company as a music, quote-unquote, guru for 24 years.
Astrocytes, and I am the manager.
For 27 years, the Electric Fetus has been a musical staple in the downtown St. Cloud community. But in early March, the corporate headquarters in Minneapolis announced the location at 28 Fifth Avenue South will be closing its doors at the end of May. For employees of the Electric Fetus, working there has been much more than a job.
It's my second home. Outside of family life, this is where I am, and this is what I have been dedicating my time to.
It means a lot to me as being an employee of the Electric Fetus. They're really a great company to work for. It's like a family. I love coming to work. I love my job. My employees are fantastic. And I think you can really see that when you come in here because I believe we're all pretty friendly to most people. It's a lovely harmony that we have with each other, and it's been a really great experience for me.
I have enjoyed working and representing the company here in St. Cloud, and have worked with a number of very fine individuals that have used their experience to go on to better and greater means in terms of music and running labels, being DJs, being musicians, having other aspects of their lives influenced by the work that we've done here. So I'm very proud of the alumni that has come through, and love the staff and love the process of working with the individuals that shop the store. So as it goes, you know, there's recognition, but it's almost as if there's a more personal connection than a company connection. But having had the medium of the Electric Fetus to work in, then I'm super happy to have represented it for as long as we have.
Well, besides not knowing what I'm going to do with each day, I guess it's just, it's so sad seeing such an iconic place leave our city. And I don't know where I'm going to go to find music. I'm not a big downloader. And it's just, it's going to be so different and empty in this space. And I don't know if I'll be able to come downtown for a while. And it's sad.
Every day is, you know, surprising and different where we're coming from in these last days. It's hard for me to imagine the day when we close the doors, considering the amount of support that we've had.
I really think a lot of people don't know where they're going to get their music. They're not sure what they're going to do. You know, unfortunately for us, just different circumstances, you know, that wasn't enough to maintain our store, but I definitely think somebody will come up with something to replace, not replace, I shouldn't say, but to something like it. You know, there will be another record store somewhere in this town, because people can't live without it. They just can't.
For KVSC News, I'm Vicki Iacocco.